Law enforcement in Santa Cruz, California this week launched a 24-hour Spanish language hotline for day laborers to anonymously report abusive employers. Free Speech Radio News' reporter Vinny Lombardo has more.
To begin addressing problems faced by day laborers, local police partnered with La Centro de Familia, a resource agency for low-income Latinos.
This is really about human rights. It's not about even law enforcement.
Yolanda Henry is executive director of La Centro de Familia.
If somebody works for you, regardless of who they are or where they came from, they should be paid what they were promised.
Their names are Pancho, Hector, and Juan. They come from Mexico, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. They are gardeners, builders, and painters. Despite damp weather this morning, dozens of these men stood outside the lumber yard with one goal, the same goal they have every morning, to find a job.
We need this. We have obligations to our children, our wives, everyone. What we want is work. We don't want it to affect this area where we find work.
The forces of the labor market drives immigration, these workers say.
A lot of American people say, oh, the Mexican people is coming to take the jobs away from us. And there's a lot of jobs that they don't do. Like digging, they won't dig.
UCLA's Center for the Study of Urban Poverty concluded in a January report that exploitation of migrant day laborers is widespread. Wage theft tops the list of problems in their nationwide survey of some 2,700 day laborers. Nearly half reported denial of payment.
No breaks, no nada, yeah. No lonche.
Other findings in the UCLA study showed denial of breaks, verbal abuse, and abandonment at the work site. One in five workers reported injury or violence on the job.
We work hard for very little money.
The solution, from the workers' view, is for employers to give their word and keep it. They are skeptical about whether a police hotline will be effective in stopping abuse and worry about their immigration status. But Zach Friend, a Santa Cruz police administrator, says those fears are ungrounded.
On the voicemail, we don't ask for residency status. It doesn't play a role. The police department is not interested in federal immigration policy. If somebody is cheating somebody out of money, that is a violation of state labor law. That's what the police department's interested in.
Though it's not much, these workers are glad to see some action taking place to address their plight.
It's not perfect. But if the line can help people get paid and help the problems we face by stopping employers from mistreating people, that could be a solution.
Police admit prosecutions may prove difficult, as day laborers often have no verifiable info about employers. A detective will check daily for messages on the new hotline, but whether these workers will use it remains to be seen. Vinny Lombardo, FSRN, Santa Cruz.